Welcome to the Easy Talk Show, the show where you'll get nourishment for your needs, food for your soul, and most importantly, healing for your wounds. I am your host, Easy Ward, and man, we are here back again. I got my guy Dan in here. You know, we are in a undisclosed location. You know, like I said last time, can't tell you that. But nah, man, I am back. You know, the first episode was amazing. I love all the comments and questions, you know, that we receive. Please do the same for episode two. And man, I'm just back because, you know, one, God's been downloading, you know, just these different topics in my mind. And, you know, it's things that I feel compared to share, and just things that also I believe, you know, is going to help, you know, for where you're at right now. But today, you know, we're going to talk about, we're going to have a discussion about being steadfast, or just being content, but also patient in the process. Patience in the process. And I think right now that's something that our whole generation could learn a lesson on, because I know we live in such a microwave society where we expect, you know, us to put in something for 30 seconds and bam, it come out hot, you know, ready to go. And I think that microwave concept kind of translates to every area of our life, relationships, you know, our finances, you know, our careers, our purpose. You know, we expect to plant, you know, plant a seed today and reap a harvest tomorrow, you know, not knowing that, you know, you plant today, you know, you may not reap until 2 years from now, 6 months from now, you know, a year from now. And I think our generation, we really have a big thing of not being patient in the process. And for me, what I've kind of done to kind of combat that is to, one, always realize that whatever God has spoken over your life or given you vision for it, know that it's going to happen. Like, God can't lie. Like, it's going to happen. Now, what he doesn't often give us is the timetable of when it's going to happen. And for me, one of the things that's kind of like helped me out is I would encourage everybody to take your journal out and start writing down the things and just the ways that you've seen God move in your life. So for anybody watching this right now, right, you may be in a season where you're like, Easy, I can't relate to that. You know, I can't, you know, like, I don't feel like God's done anything in my life. And my response to that would be, you're alive. You're, you know, likely doing, you know, well, you know, in some aspect, you know, you have somewhere to stay, more than likely. And all those things are not to be taken granted, you know, taken for granted. So I would say to that person, look at what God has just blessed you with, just, you know, a natural day-to-day basis, roof over your head, you know, you got a job, you know, you're breathing and healthy. Those right there are things to be thankful for. But those are things that we often take for granted. And I think on this show, you know, I want to humanize just like being grateful is for normal things. It doesn't always have to be about the six-figure job or the new car, you know, or taking the trip. Like, it could be about, like, listen, you know what? I'm not where I want to be, but, man, I haven't gone without a meal. You know, I'm living good. You know, I'm able to go get my hair cut. You know, shout out to my ladies. You know, I'm able to get my nails done, you know, and get my manicure and the whole nine. But, no, for real, you know, I'm still able to do basic things. Now, granted, I'm not living what I've seen, you know, or the vision that God's given me, but I'm still doing well for myself. So, you know, I wanted to really practice being grateful, being thankful, you know, and that's something we talked about last episode. But there are a few lessons, you know, that I want to, you know, impart upon you today about being patient in the process. And one, patience in the process requires you to be humble, right? And humility is something that I think that if we're all being honest, we all have to constantly work on or all have to really, you know, cultivate inside of us. Because sometimes we get to a point, you know, and we feel like we arrived. You know, I've been at that point a lot of times where it's like, you know, I feel like, you know, my stuff don't stink no more. Or it's like, you know, I've been at a place of like, you know, I've made it. And God will quickly show you, bro, you have not arrived. Like, matter of fact, like you got a lot of work to do. So, like, you need to pipe down, you know what I'm saying, and realize that you are not who you think you are. So patience in the process requires you to be humble, because oftentimes the promise and where you're currently at looks nothing alike. And in those times, it's going to require you to really sit back and really sit still and be content and also like relish in what you already have. So that's one. Patience in the process requires you to honor where you're at. Oftentimes, we look so much, you know, on the destination, on the promise, on the big shiny object, whether it's the new degree or the new house or the new car or the, you know, or the new girlfriend or boyfriend. And we don't honor our singleness. We don't honor the job that we're not getting the most pay at. We don't honor the season of being overlooked. Sometimes God wants to see, how are you going to steward the season that you're in now, right? Okay, so I have showed you that you are going to be multimillionaire, right? You know, you're going to have multiple businesses, but right now you're working, you know, you're working at a job where you don't like your boss, you don't like the people that you work with, you don't like the job at all. How are you showing up? Are you showing up with a positive mindset? You know, are you showing up, you know, being that light in that environment that may be dark? Or right now you're single, you know, and you're praying for a husband, and you know, you're like, you're believing that God's machine, you know, sends you your Boaz. But, you know, how are you stewing over your single season? You know, are you operating in your purpose? Are you operating in your gifting? Are you staying steadfast even though nothing around you look like there's good men available? You know, or, you know, you are beginning to just, you know, worry so much that you're like, man, this ain't gonna never happen. You know, God doesn't want that from you in this season. And then last, patience in the process requires hope. This show, one thing that I'm going to talk about a lot is dreaming big and really having just the hope and faith for things that are beyond what you can currently see. So, you know, I want to encourage you that even when you're in a season, you got to be patient, still dream. You know, matter of fact, you should be dreaming like outrageously. Like, I would encourage you, you know, to write the vision down, like, get your journal out and write down what it is you want to see. Like, for me, one thing I do, I write down my prayers, I write down my dreams, I write down everything, because when God does it, because I know, because like I said, you know, at the beginning, he's going to do it. When God does it, I want to be able to look back and say, you know what, God really, like, God did, like, you know, like legit, like, I want to be able to say, like, yo, God really did that for me, and I didn't even see how it was going to happen. So today, you know, I want to encourage you that patience in the process requires you to be humble. It requires you to honor where you're at. And it requires to have hope and faith in the unknown, even when you're in a season of extreme uncertainty, even when you're in a season of just, you know, loneliness, you know, not knowing where you're headed. So, you know, that's lesson for today. You know, I know Dan and I, you know, we're going to talk about it some more. But, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. And, you know, as always, you know, this is a show where you get nourishment for your needs, food for your soul, and, of course, healing from your wounds.
I love that. Quick question. Are there any practical ways I can build patience? So, like, it's like a muscle almost.
It is.
And I might not get it, but it's like over time – it will develop. So are there ways, or how have you developed, I guess, patience over time?
How can you build patience, bro? Man, that's something that I haven't thought of any practical way I can build patience. I think working on projects that require you to take your time is a way to build patience. If you live in a major city and you're watching this and you have to go through traffic every day, that builds patience. But no, you know, on a serious note, you can probably look at something in your life every day that requires you to stop, because the natural inclination of most people is to get upset, get frustrated. Whatever the thing is in your life that easily frustrates you or easily gets you upset, it's probably the place where you can use or build the most patience in. So I would challenge you to do this. Look at whatever easily frustrates you or easily gets you upset. That's the area where you can begin to build your patience at.
Mm, That's good. Another thing that touched me was just talking about stewarding what you already have, and a lot of times miss it. And that made me think about the story of the three men in the talents or silver, whatever you want to call it, and how in order to multiply, the first and the second one had to steward what they had and appreciate what they had and saw the value in it to then go accomplish and do what they were assigned to do. And the other one who didn't know how to, I guess, cultivate that one thing they had, they buried it and it was lost. So that just touched me because I was just thinking about scripture when you were talking. I'm like, a lot of times I think we do that often as well too, is like, appreciate what you have so you can do the mission that God has for you. And that's a lesson that we have to learn often.
100%. 100%. And, a lot of times when it comes to stewardship, right? We don't, like, God doesn't punish you for what you don't have. He wants you to work what you already do have. So a lot of us, right? Like, one thing that I've learned is that we're not equal in our giftings. So some people may have 10, 20 things that they're gifted to do or grace to do. Yours may be one. God wants to see how can you multiply that one. So like if you have 10 to 20 but you can't multiply any of them, then like you're looked down upon versus the person who has the one but can make it two, three. You know what I'm saying? So like God doesn't punish you based on, what you don't have. He wants to see what you're going to do with what you do have. So yeah, that's a big thing about stewardship, 100%.
Yeah. What seasons, I guess, were we just talked in episode one, we talked about going through the wilderness. I guess what seasons of patience have you had to go through?
Yeah, bro. A lot of seasons of patience. So one, man, it was a season when I was in grad school and I was in Georgetown and I was in school trying to get a job, but I was working at Macy's and I had a 2003 Kia Sorento that had no AC. I had to be at Macy's sometime at like 4 a.m. in the morning. I was in the back breaking down boxes, building fixtures, all while, I was working on a master's degree. And it was frustrating because it's no knock to people who work labor jobs either, by the way. No knock. But I believe that I was called to do more, right? But in that season, I had to one, be content and relish in, okay, like, yes, you are called to do more. But right now, you are at Macy's. Your job is to fix these boxes, work in this back room at 4 o'clock in the morning. It's cold. And then in the summertime, no exaggeration, this is not a lie, I would have to come into Macy's, right? My car wouldn't have AC. My shirt would be soaking wet in the back because I was sweating on the way to work, and it was almost like, super, it was a super humbling season. It was very much, humiliating. And it was a season that I had to just grind it out. So that was one season, that required me to be extremely patient. And then, I had lived at my parents' home coming back from college since 2017. I bought my home finally in 2023, but that required patience because, I went off to school, I did a lot of great things, shout out to, to my Aggies, and I did a lot of great things, at my university, North Carolina Anti-State University. But then I came back home to my environment with my parents. I love my family. I have a great relationship with, my parents and my siblings. But, you're getting an age and you're 24, 25, and you're like, man, I want my own space, but God had me there for a season, and for a reason. And, eventually, I bought my home last year in 2023, but that required patience because that took a long time. That didn't happen overnight, and I tried multiple times. And I got to a place where I didn't even think that it would ever, ever really happen. But it finally did. And God blew my mind, with that story. So I've been in plenty of seasons where I had to be patient and things that I wanted really, really bad didn't work out, in the time that I wanted, but on God's time it did.
Has there been a time when, in retrospect, you're kind of glad that you had to go through that patient season because you might have not appreciated it if you would have had it right when you wanted it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro, 100%. So, patience and some, like, a season of patience, oftentimes, you see the fruit of it in the next season. It's hard to see the fruit of it then because you don't realize what God's cultivating you for or building you for. So for me, like with the home thing, I was so grateful because he gave me everything that I wanted and more. Like, and it happened so fast. So that's why I always tell people, like, yo, if God's having you wait for something, do not worry. Like, when that thing comes, it's going to blow your mind to the point where he will redeem all the sadness and all your time that you had worrying about how it wasn't going to happen and stuff like that. So, in retrospect, I'm glad it happened. But in the moment, I couldn't see it. And I think if I did see it, you know, I probably would be like, okay, you know, I'll keep waiting. But, but that's not faith, you know. Like, so, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Because it's not faith if.
If you know.
If you know.
Yeah, if you know, it's not faith. Right. You know, faith is the belief in the unknown, and to have, you know, hope and evidence, you know, for things that have not manifested yet, you know, in the physical presence.
That's good, bro. Yeah. That's deep.
Yeah. So, that's, man, deep. Faith is my life. Faith is a lifestyle. This right now is faith. You know, even stepping out, you know, doing this, you know, is a faith journey, but it's something that when you believe God has called you to do something, you got to just step, you got to go. You got to go afraid. You got to go not knowing. You got to go not having all the answers, because that's how he's going to get the glory. Because when you do that, you show him that you fully trust him. And, you know, and my therapist, you know, always tells me this. It's one thing for you to trust God, but it's another thing when God trusts you. Because when God trusts you, then he sees the light. He can pour out, you know, his biggest blessings, you know, and really, you know, bless you with things that are precious, you know, to his heart, because he know that through thick and thin, you're going to take care of it and you're going to steward it over that blessing well. So faith is a lifestyle. Like, it's something that I think is needed in every environment, work, relationships, everything. You need faith. You need some faith. That's good. Thank you for watching this episode. You know, if you got any questions, please DM to EasyTalks at Instagram. And please, you know, go to my YouTube channel, follow, like, comment, subscribe, Easy Ward TV. If you got any questions or comments there, you know, I'll do my best to respond in a timely manner. But, you know, I look forward to seeing you soon.